Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Oh, you'll reap just what you sow. What you plant one day will grow. Remember the things that you do. Sooner or later will come back to you. So be gentle and be kind. You'll get the same thing somewhere in time. I want you to know you always reap what you sow. I want you to know you'll always reap what you sow. My, oh my, isn't that the true truth? Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the end of days, strengthening you and getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Luke chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson, God's watchman, unto you. Amen. On this program, you get the truth instead of worldly comments and worldly ways as others who just do not have Yahweh's Spirit. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your tithes, love gifts, and offerings, support, just as a true spiritual church needs them, without which neither the church or this program can exist, and that's the truth. I need your help to keep this program on the air in July. Now for our last days end times quick Bible study. King James Version from Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Watchman comment. Because all power has been given unto Jesus, that name becomes very important, so we are commanded to, in that name, teach all nations. Telling the nations to observe all things that Jesus has commanded of us. We have a responsibility to share the gospel of Christ that has saved you and I from a fiery hell. Amen. Jesus said clearly he would be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Wow, that is a great promise of hope to hold on to, is it not? Sure it is. Amen. The day of the Lord, the end of all things, are at hand, my friends. Whose report will you believe? As for me, I will believe the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report shouts victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's watch for the signs and listen for the shout on this program as the end draws near. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 4.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Thus saith the Lord, America, you have fallen so far from me, that I have lifted my hand of protection from you. You have walked away from my word. You scoff at my word. You put it down, and you make your bed. For you have angered me, saith the Lord. For I have been with you since the beginning, and I was with you when you formed yourself and made yourself a mighty nation. And by my hand you became that mighty nation. But now you have gone so far from me that I can hardly see you anymore, says God. Those in America that are mine, I tell you, you must double your efforts to be a part of my kingdom. You must do everything that you did, only more. Double your efforts, saith the Lord. For only then can my protection come upon you, as the land called America crumbles and falls and will be no more. Your government has gone over to my enemy. They no longer serve me. They no longer even hear my voice. And they shall walk their path of destruction, saith God.
And now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My, oh my. On this program, as always, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men, nor their own thoughts. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 4 and 5. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, verse 5, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Watchman comment. Kind of confusing? First, let's combine the first part of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. And then let's add the last part of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. Except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now that makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? These two verses are not putting down speaking in tongues. They are putting tongues and prophecy in their order of importance. Prophecy, then tongues. For did not the apostle say in verse 5, I would that a couple of you speak in tongues? No, it did not say that. It said, I would that ye all spake with tongues, but be ready to interpret. I am not making this up. Study 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 4 through 5 for yourself. That is what the apostle is teaching. But in between all of that, the apostle teaches something, and he says, I rather that ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues. That positions prophecy over tongues, but it does not disqualify tongues in any way. Amen. The most important thing being taught as tongues or prophecy, when done properly, will edify the church. Amen and amen. That's what the apostle said at the end of verse 4. So get right and get ready. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. Alex, Virginia, Robert, Ohio, Tony and Sandy from PA all obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they helped sponsor this first July program tonight. But the total need for tonight's program was not completely met. Also, June fell short almost $200. My friends, I know that times are tight and many have nothing to give, and some of you are out there doing things in the summer. But I also know there are those who can give, and that's the truth. So if that's you, please pray and send whatever God tells you. It will make it possible for others who cannot give to keep this program on the air, but because you gave, they will be able to hear it on the nights that it's supposed to be on. Amen. Father, I pray, Lord God, for I know it will take $700 to keep this program on in July. You know the need, Lord, better than I, and you know how to have it met. So I lay the need at your feet, Yahweh, right where it belongs. Amen. Now the prophecy news behind the news. With my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Mysterious money and motive behind Monster Mosque in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Why is a huge Muslim compound going up where there are very few Muslims? And who is paying for it? Murfreesboro, Tennessee is located in Rutherford County, which has just over 100,000 residents. According to estimates provided by the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro, there are only 200 to 300 Muslim families living in that area. When they announced their plans to build a 53,000-square-foot mega mosque, a lot of questions came up. One subject of concern was why they needed such a huge compound for so few families. What is particularly disconcerting is that, according to their own documents, the ICM only has 45 active paying member families. Naturally, this begs another question. Who is paying for this massive compound? The answer could be found in the history of 1,400 years of Islamic conquest. To understand that, according to the Hijrah, I think I pronounced that right, the Islamic doctrine of culture invasion, Muslims are required to build mosques following a successful attack. Continuing. Google reports alarming rise in government censorship requests. Besides wanting to censor internet search results, governments are also looking to tamp down YouTube videos, Google said. For example, in the second half of last year, Spanish regulators asked Google to remove 270 search results that linked to blogs and articles in newspapers referencing individuals and public figures, including mayors and public prosecutors. In Poland, for example, they received a request from a public institution to remove links to a site that criticized it. A staggering number of requests came from none other than U.S. government agencies. Google reports that in the final half of 2011, U.S. agencies made requests to have 6,192 content pieces removed from search results, blog posts, or archives of online videos. In addition, Google said, it received 187 requests from law enforcement agencies and courts to remove content. One example was an American law enforcement agency wanted Google to remove a blog that merely allegedly defamed a law enforcement official in a personal capacity. Watchman comment, freedom? What freedom? Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, Yahweh's watchman now? It appears that many of the requests the company is receiving have nothing to do with legitimate issues. Continuing. New report warns of rising sea levels on the East Coast. The latest report from the U.S. Geological Survey paints a cautionary tale for the East Coast. According to the report, rates of sea level rise are augmenting 3 to 4 times faster along the East Coast of the USA than they are globally. The report says that sea level rise from Cape Hatteras, North Carolina to Boston, Massachusetts, a 600-mile expanse of coastal zone called the hot spot by scientists, has grown 2 to 3.7 millimeters per year since 1990. For comparison, scientists say that the global growth rate over the same time frame was 0.6 to 1.0 millimeters per year globally. Watchman comment. This is a fulfillment of a prophecy I gave a while back that the U.S. East Coast would begin to flood. Unfortunately, it was on a hard drive that is still being restored after my computer crash, so I cannot play the audio. You will just have to take my word that the East Coast one was spoken. But here is the global one that I spoke.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Continuing, Obama campaign data mining everything about you and your parents. Have you ever heard the phrase, he, she will do anything to get elected? Well, it's a phrase that now applies to the Obama campaign. The imperial presidency of Barack Hussein Obama needs to know everything about you and your parents in order to remain in the White House for another term. It's what's being hailed in some quarters as the greatest political data mining operation in history. USA President Obama's re-election campaign headquarters in Chicago has employed more than 150 techies who are quietly peeling back the layers of your life, all in a bid to win your vote. The Barack Hussein Obama data harvesting operation aims to know everything about you, everything. They know what you read and where you shop and what kind of work you do and who you count as friends. Don't you know Facebook can tell them that? Continuing, and they also know who your mother voted for in the last election, said the report. While Mitt Romney's campaign is also making dramatic progress in ramping up digital operations, it is said to still pale in comparison to the massive effort being undertaken by his rival, Barack Obama. Why? Well, my friends, that allows the Obama campaign to tailor messages directly at Y-O-U. Hopefully, you'll then elect him. But he's wasting his time sending them on me because I'm not going to elect him. I didn't vote for him the first time, and I won't vote for him the second. Continuing, pro-homosexual Boy Scout official tied to Obama administration. Is Obama creating a pro-gay Boy Scouts of America? A Boy Scouts of America National Board member, James Turley, recently said he will work from within to seek a change to overturn the BSA, Boy Scouts of America, policy that bans gay scouts and leaders. But is Turley working on his own initiative, or has the White House prodded him with perks and favors? Is it a coincidence that Turley was just recently a guest at a state dinner hosted by President Obama? Is it a coincidence that Turley was nominated to President Barack Obama's Export Council in 2010? Is it a coincidence that Turley has been a global cheerleader for the Obama economic strategies? Is it a coincidence that Turley is in tight cahoots with the White House and that he is the only BSA National Board member in 100 years to oppose its pro-traditional family stance? Or is it a coincidence also that on March 3, 2009, Obama became the honorary president of the BSA, Boy Scouts of America? Obama's induction was held behind closed doors in the Oval Office, with seven or so Boy Scouts present and absolutely nothing noted in the White House daily briefing or any other official communication. Continuing. DARPA seeking to develop a cognitive fingerprint. Just as when you touch something with your finger, you leave behind a fingerprint, when you interact with technology, you do so in a pattern, based on how your mind processes information, leaving behind what they are calling a cognitive fingerprint. DARPA will look for research on biometrics that can be captured through the technology already in use in a standard DoD office environment, looking for aspects of the cognitive fingerprint. The proposed theory is that how individuals formulate their thoughts and actions are reflected through their behavior, and in this behavior, in turn, can be captured as metrics in how the individual performs tasks using the computer. Watchman comment, if it works on a computer, it just might work on a cell phone, also especially smart cell phones. Continuing, only a dictatorship circumvents the law. The Barack Hussein Obama administration said it is suspending existing agreements with Arizona police over enforcement of federal immigration law, and said it has issued a directive telling federal authorities to decline many of the calls reporting illegal immigrants that the Homeland Security Department may get from Arizona police. The Supreme Court ruled that Arizona may not impose its own penalties for immigration violations. But the court did say state and local police could check the legal status of those they have reasonable suspicion to believe are in the country illegally. That means police statewide can immediately begin calling to check immigration status. But, the federal officials are likely to reject most calls. Does that mean they're going to hang up on them? Continuing, DHS cell phone alert system follows you around. Oh, boy. Not only does the Department of Homeland Security's new emergency alert system force cell phone users to receive text messages directly from President Obama, it also follows the user wherever they go, according to newly released details of the program. All new cell phones will be required to comply with the PLAN program. PLAN stands for Personal Localized Alert Network, PLAN. Which will broadcast emergency alert messages directly to American cell phones, either through the chips directly embedded in the new phones or with software upgrades for older models. The WEA alert system tracks cell phone users wherever they go in order to deliver region-specific warnings. The fact that the system will empower Big Brother to follow cell phone users around the country has been kept under wraps until now. Since almost everyone who is active in public life now has a cell phone and carries it at all times, such a tracking system is barely not much different from having an implanted microchip under your skin that constantly beams out your location, what some believe to be 666, the mark of the beast. While users can opt out of receiving extreme weather alerts and amber alerts, messages sent from the president will be mandatory and will even have their own distinctive ring. Watchman comment, mandatory, 666, chip, mark, my, oh my. Continuing, Media promotes troops on streets to cut down on crime. There was a joint drill between military and police in South Florida last month involving troops storming a building in the middle of the night, unannounced to local residents, which was characterized by local media coverage not as a frightening example of how Americans are being brainwashed to accept a state of martial law, but as a cool mainstream news tourist story. My. Then, recently, U.S. Army wheeled tanks rolled down residential streets and highways in St. Louis as a part of a training program. Why is the news media giving editorial credence to something that is not only completely illegal but fundamentally anti-American and more in line with what you'd expect to see in the former Soviet Union or modern-day North Korea? My, oh my. Freedom? Who said freedom? Where is it? I can't find it. Continuing. Plastics chemical linked to obesity in kids. It's hard to imagine a pacifier or a rubber ducky making your child fat. But new research suggests that chemicals called, if I can pronounce this right, phthalates, which are found in the plastics that pacifiers and toys are typically made of, may be linked to higher rates of obesity in children. The chemical called diethylhexyl phthalate, DEHP, is suspected of being able to alter biological functions involved in fat metabolism. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week to help pay the bills for radio time, as there really is a need right away. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. Love gifts have fallen off. I cannot keep signs on the air alone, my friends. I desperately need your support in July. Please pray and ask the Lord if you should send help, then obey the Spirit of the Lord by mailing the amount He says for you to mail to my address, which is signs spelled S-I. G-N-S, P-O, Box, 1-2-2, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, Zip in the USA, 13797. Thank you for writing. I sure do appreciate it. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed as I wrap up this program. Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. What is this passage talking about? Do you know? Can you guess? During the days of the Jewish temple, the Levites were in charge of keeping the temple holy. So throughout the night, the captain would make his rounds to make sure that those assigned were watching attentively, so that no one would defile the temple during the night. If a watchman was found sleeping, he was beaten and his garments were set on fire, so that he had to return home naked in his shame. My friends, I am today's watchman, and let me assure you, that will not happen to me, for I will not be found sleeping, but awake and watching. With the turmoil of events surrounding us in these last days, it's imperative that I watch carefully and do not become weary, and you also should watch carefully and not become weary. I need to stay alert and awake to see danger coming from afar and be ready to defend what is holy. There's so much work to be done. For me and for you, my friends, will you help me by sending your WOW Walk on Water love gift to help keep Science Radio on the air? Thank you. Blessings in Maranatha. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
God is still God. God is still going to do the things that He's promised He's going to do. His presence is always going to be with us. And if you don't know this God, then you need a new God. You need to get rid of the one you got and get the real God, because the real God is able to do it.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. There is a repeat of the program that you're listening to right now on Saturday morning on frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. That's in the morning. WWCR. I do not know how much longer I can keep that repeat on with Les Lovegus tithes and offerings coming in. Please pray, then write me a letter soon. Also, please tune in again on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program with new news behind the news and new teachings on frequency 4840. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. 4840, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. So, for more daily news in text form, like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. But while you're there, scroll down, because tonight's program is archived on that site, and you can listen to it again, as well as many, many more. And it's free, by the way. I just asked for support on the air for this program. Thanks for tuning in to the International Signs Radio Program, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Here's the address to write one more time, but a little faster. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Now my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear the program. When I know you're listening, it helps keep Signs on the air.
Morning, Brother Johnson. This is Central Illinois. The Signal report, the re-airing on the morning of June 23rd, 7490. Good reception. I'll try to report in as often as I'm able. Thank you for your continued prayers. God bless.
Thank you, my dear friend. I'll continue praying. That report on 7490 was really needed. God bless you, my friend. Glad to hear it's reaching out there in Illinois. Maranatha.
Good morning, brother. This is Dan Jones, senior caller from Winston, North Carolina. I hear you loud and clear on 7.490 WWCR this Saturday morning. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Maranatha. Bye.
Thank you, my dear brother. It's good to hear that 7490 was getting to New York State and North Carolina and out there in Illinois that Saturday morning. God bless you all. Maranatha.
Hi, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Thomas from Southeast Alabama. The programs were coming in real good yesterday on 7490 on Saturday morning, and the one last night that was coming in real good, and the one on Wednesday night on 9350 was coming in real good. We'll keep listening in, and you have a great day, and Maranatha. Brother Thomas, one out.
Thanks for the call, my dear brother. Sure did appreciate it. Maranatha. I only have one line, my friends, so please just keep dialing or hitting your redial. I'm not getting many calls lately, so if some of you could keep it short so others would call in, I'd appreciate it. And if it's busy, just keep hitting that redial until you get through. Thanks. Get ready. Here it comes. 24/7. Virtual recorder number. Slow enough for you to dial as I say it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to keep this program on. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.